Hello again and welcome back to Inspiring Parents and Kids. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. Today we're going to talk about discipline, punishment, and self-esteem. So my two main passions when it comes to parenting are self-esteem and building strong parent-child relationships. So you won't hear me talking about punishing children. In my opinion, when it comes to parenting, discipline is actually self-discipline rather than punishment. You know, according to Wikipedia, self-discipline is the ability to control one's feelings and overcome one's weaknesses, the ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations to abandon it. Self-discipline and self-control give you power over your life. I personally have never found punishment a powerful motivator or a good teacher. Instead, it does damage to self-esteem and self-confidence in us as parents, and also in our children, and definitely in the relationship we're building with our child. You know, I read something about spanking a while ago that disturbed me. Actually, anytime I hear that spanking has its place, it disturbs me. I have a motto that if you are reacting to something, then you are reacting or repeating an act from your past. We'll go into this further on in another podcast, but I personally don't remember ever being spanked, although I grew up during the time where they talked about the wooden spoon and threatened with it, but I don't remember it ever being used on anyone. Even the threat would be enough for me to lose trust in my parents, in my safety, my own personal safety, around me and my parent or caregiver. So this article that I read was by a prominent parenting personality, a name everyone knows, and I'll keep it to myself, but this person thought that there was a time and a place for spanking, and I wholeheartedly disagree. The only time, in my opinion, that hitting another living being is okay if it's to protect yourself. If you are being hurt, then yes, I agree, protect yourself. A child should never be hit. As you can see, I'm very passionate about this topic, and I understand the frustration for parents feel in their parenting. So I do feel for them, because when we're at a loss, we don't know what to do. We grab onto that. Spanking is usually a reaction to a loss of control, feeling at a loss of knowing what to do. We aren't taught how to parent. We have to wing it and learn from our own mistakes. So sometimes we do things without thinking of the consequences. I've also heard the expression, well, I was spanked and I turned out all right, to which I like to reply, imagine where you would be if you weren't spanked, how confident you would be, how secure in yourself, and where you would be in your life. Think about it. We have enough challenges to overcome as we grow up. Being hurt by our primary caregiver should not be something we have to contend with. Instead, in that moment of frustration, try stopping yourself, stepping away from the situation, letting your child know how you're feeling, saying something like, I'm really angry right now, so I need to step away from this, and I'll talk to you about it once I'm calm. Don't even blame them for your anger. Once you cool down and see it objectively, you may realize it's not your child you're angry at. It's usually a feeling being at a loss for what to do. You're just lost in knowing what to do, and we get angry at our child for making us have to face that we don't know something. We feel out of control. We feel helpless in that moment, and so we get angry at our child for making us feel helpless. Anger usually stems from fear. Fear of them getting hurt, fear that you're not a good parent, fear of doing something wrong. Fear and anger is never a reason to hurt anyone, and spanking does much more damage, physical and emotional, spiritual and mental damage, than it does any type of teaching. It breaks the safety trust between a parent and a child. It's never worth the damage it does. So please think before you ever bring violence into the relationship between you and your child. Now, discipline, on the other hand, is a great gift to instill in your child. Modeling it is the best way to do that. If you would like to be in better physical shape, for example, show your child how you create a plan for yourself and stick with your plan until you reach your goals. It's okay to change your goals as well, as long as you're still showing them the discipline you have in accomplishing what you want. Discipline is focused practice. Discipline is having goals and knowing what it takes to reach them. That is a gift that will help them throughout their life. When your child is young, share your goals with them. If you want to start running, then get out there regularly with your child in a stroller and run. If your child is older and really wants to learn how to ride a bike, then get out there with them and encourage them to reach that goal. Punishment teaches children to be angry and leads to aggressive adults. If you look back in your childhood, you'll notice that if you were punished, it usually led you to being angry and fearful of your parents. It didn't support your growth into a powerful, self-confident human being. Teaching your child self-discipline to decide what they want in their life and how to go for it, how to stick to things they believe in, and to have integrity in everything they do, that will lead them to being self-empowered and self-confident adults. So in summary, think of discipline as a great gift you teach your child by example and by encouragement. Punishment and criticism is not discipline. It lowers self-esteem and it's a form of abusive behavior. Watch a child who's being punished or criticized compared to a child who's being encouraged, supported, and taught self-discipline, and you will see the monumental difference. So one of my kidbits from my kidbits book is, discipline means teaching your child to have a plan for themselves and how to stick to what they want. And that's a little piece on discipline, punishment, and self-esteem. I hope this has been helpful, and I'm so glad you're joining us for these little bits, kid bits, parenting inspirations that come my way as I work with people. This is one of the pieces I just took from the parenting course, the Nurturing Brilliance course. If you want to know more about that, go to marilynforeman.com and go to the courses tab and you'll see Nurturing Brilliance. Bye-bye. Have a great day.